What does Virginia's senior senator see ahead for America in the next 100 years? We'll find out after this. For a good part of this century, the name Byrd has been associated with government in Virginia. And what does Senator Byrd see ahead in the next century for the United States?
First, I think we must remember that no other democratic republic in human history has survived as long as 200 years. We have survived a civil war and dozens of lesser challenges to our unity and to our liberties. But that does not ensure our survival in the years to come. I think the central lesson of the trials which we have endured is that in the last analysis, the people must never cease their vigil in defense of freedom. The past is valuable for what it can teach us, but times and conditions and opportunities change. Each of us as individuals, and perhaps especially those of us in public life, must be alert to change. But there are certain fundamentals which do not change. And among those eternal fundamentals are the great principles of freedom and justice for which the American Revolution was fought and the Constitution created. We face great challenges ahead. To meet them, we must dedicate ourselves to the lasting principle upon which our nation is grounded. We must maintain a strong defense. We must recognize that we cannot remain strong and free without a sound economy. We must demand that the government end the reckless deficit spending, which creates inflation and piles up mountains of debt. We must resist the continuing flow of power to the central government in Washington, which threatens the rights of individual citizens throughout our nation. In these and other ways, we must remain faithful to the basic ideals of our democratic republic. I have faith in the future. The foundation of my faith is a strong confidence in the collective judgment of the American people. 2 centuries ago, Thomas Jefferson had this to say of his fellow Americans: "We are always equal to what we undertake with resolution. It is a part of the American character to consider nothing as desperate, to surmount every difficulty by resolution and contrivance." I believe that Americans are still like that. We are still resolute, still dedicated to freedom, still striving for justice. I believe that when America celebrates her tricentennial, there will still be in this great land a nation strong and prosperous, a nation firmly rooted in the principles for which the founders of our republic sacrificed so much.
Virginia's senior senator, Harry Byrd, and some thoughts about the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.